Open Borders Lobby demands Joe Biden pledge to ending all deportations of criminal illegal aliens. By John Binder on March 4, 2020. As Joe Biden swept Super Tuesday with the majority of delegates in the 2020 Democrat presidential primary, the Open Borders Lobby is once again demanding the former vice president commit to ending all deportations of criminal illegal aliens. Already, Biden has said he will not deport any illegal aliens from the United States until they commit a felony against an American citizen. Biden said he does not consider driving violations a felony, and thus illegal aliens who have killed Americans in car crashes would not be deported. Still, Open Borders activists with the United We Dream Action Organization, which has endorsed Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, have issued more demands to Biden after he won multiple states on Super Tuesday. After pressure from immigrant rights groups, Biden agreed that he would stop some deportations. "That is not enough," the activists wrote online. The ad reads, "The Obama-Biden administration was responsible for over 3 million deportations. Joe Biden has refused to decriminalize border crossings. Whether it's Joe Biden or anyone else, we are committed to stopping at nothing until our demands for dignity for our people are met." For months now, the Open Borders Lobby has demanded that all 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates endorse their platform, including ending all deportations. In any given year, more than 6,600 convicted murderers and sex offenders are arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and placed into deportation proceedings. Under a plan that ends all deportations, those criminal illegal aliens would have their removals halted, allowing them to remain in the U.S. for an extended period of time. In December 2018, there were more than 6,100 Level 1 convicted criminals in ICE custody. These are the most violent, career criminal types. The United We Dream action plan would ensure that none are deported. At the same time that ICE would be banned from deporting even the most violent convicted criminal illegal aliens, new arrests by ICE agents would pile up and potentially cause a shortage of detention space for the agency. As Breitbart News has reported, research finds that deporting the 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens saves American taxpayers billions of dollars, compared to the costs they are forced to pay when illegal aliens are allowed to stay. Deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than what it costs American taxpayers to currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.